Mariora ete whānau. Welcome to the Māori Millennial Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I am not a millennial yet, but I have a pretty mean transformation, I'd say, from once living paycheck to paycheck, hating my life, wasting all my money on things I shouldn't have, to finally building a safety net of pūtea, growing my income, becoming the healthiest version of myself. This podcast is where you will find the tips and tricks to building better money habits, a stronger mindset, and how to increase your income. If you've been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. Today's podcast episode is all about what I learned from having coffee with someone who managed billions of dollars in funding. And I wanted to make this episode because I realized that I actually have coffee with like some pretty cool people who have done some pretty cool mahi, who have achieved a lot in their life. And I realized, you know, I am someone who's just super, super grateful for every opportunity I get, for every room I walk into, for every, like, everything that I do in my life. And I'm grateful because I think it's important to be grateful, but also because I think about not only the version of me before I started this kaupapa, but also all of the people who don't have the same privileges that I have to, say, be in these rooms. And that's not to say that, like, it can't ever happen, because when I first started, I didn't know anyone like this. I didn't have coffee with people like this, but I consistently showed up and I consistently networked so that I could eventually meet people like this. But I just wanted to make this episode because it was episodes like this that really, like, motivated me, that pushed me, that was like, I can do this. I can, you know, I can start from where I am, start without knowing blah, 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 blah. And over time, I can eventually be able to be in a room with someone who's like managed billions of dollars, right? So in today's episode, I'm going to share what I learned from having coffee with this person. And I've got, I'm just checking my notes, 5 different things that she brought up or that I learned. And they're like not all financial, but like they're just interesting. So there were like so many different things I picked up on. But the other reason why I wanted to make these like episodes was because sometimes I forget, and like I want to re-listen to these podcast episodes in time on like what it is. And the other thing too, the other thing is, if you get to meet someone really cool, or if you get to be in a space with someone, or if you get to do a program, or if you get to listen to a podcast, don't just consume. Don't just listen, listen, listen. Take notes. Reflect on what you've learned. Because I think so many people, they get stuck in this cycle of overconsumption. Listening to a million different podcasts, listening to all of these different things, reading 100 million books. And I've been there before. Nothing will change unless you take action. And so to take that action, I want you to reflect on what you learn and then decide what are you going to do in your life to actually embody that change. Right? Because there's no point. You could sit here listening to 100 million podcasts, read 100 million books about money. Nothing in your life will change unless you change. So listen to these podcasts, because these apps, like listening, learning is so, so vital, but actually use it to change, to grow. Okay. Number one, first thing I learned, selling your concept to philanthropists and to consumers of your like product is essentially the same facade. So when you're selling a product, you need to give someone a feeling of confidence that when they buy this product, they know they're going to experience a transformation. Like, and I want to share an example with you. Say when you're buying toothpaste, I don't know about you, but I actually buy like the expensive toothpaste. Well, it's probably not actually the most expensive, but like I like the Colgate. Colgate should sponsor me. The Colgate, what is it called? The charcoal one. And it's like $8 or something like that. But the reason why I do this is because I don't like the cheap ones. I don't like how they taste. It just, I don't like it. So when I'm at the supermarket, I know that the Colgate charcoal one is the one that I really like. And I buy that with so much confidence that I'm going to get that nice taste that I like when I brush my teeth, as opposed to, say, the $1 one that I don't like the taste of. So when I buy I'm buying with confidence. The same concept applies, what I learned from this wahine was the same concept applies when you're pitching to funders or philanthropists. If you don't know what a philanthropist is, it's like someone with money who contributes to like social impact things or just wants to like support different kaupapa. I'm just gonna like Google the actual definition of this for you because that's my understanding of a philanthropist, but a person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by the generous donation of money to good causes. Okay, so you've got to provide them with so much confidence that you will create the outcome in the world. So these philanthropists, a lot of them have so much money, and what I've learned about rich people is that yes, whilst they have a lot of money, it doesn't mean that they just like in my head I'm imagining, you know, those like videos of people with so much money, they're just like throwing it around everywhere. They are not like that. What I've realized is like some of them are actually super stingy, but not in the way of like they don't give, but in the way of they are just so mindful that they have a privilege, they have something to give to the world, that where they put their money is investing in a certain outcome. And so they want to know, they want to like hand on heart have so much confidence that when they put their money in you, they're going to see an outcome in the world. So if you're pitching to investors, you've got to provide confidence. And this is the same, so like there's funding and philanthropists, which is different from investors, but the same concept applies to investors. When you're pitching to investors, you've got to provide the confidence that they're going to make their money back. And you can support this with like all the data, all the reports, all of the things, right? But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting that she was sharing how it's like the same thing. Because I don't know, I separated it in my head. I was like, well, selling to consumers is different to selling to, you know, or pitching an idea to funders or philanthropists and then pitching to investors. I just, in my head, I don't know why, because I had never been in this world before. I'd never understood these different things. And this is something I'm just learning about now. But they're basically like, obviously there's different like fundamental things, but the concept is still the same. Another thing I learned from this wahine, which I like knew about this, but it was just really cool to see like, at this level, and it was about knowing your numbers exactly to a T, what is coming in, what is going out, what is your forecast, all of the things. And obviously if you're managing like billions of dollars, you're gonna need to know this stuff, because imagine, say for example, and this is that quote of like, it does, the person who makes, is it 50k but saves 10k is still better off than the person who makes 100k but spends 100k, right? When you're managing billions of dollars, it would be so easy for like 100 grand to just fly out the door, or like 200 grand, right? If you don't know what you're doing. So at a small scale, it's so important that you know your numbers, because those numbers can like compound. Say if it's like $2, but that $2 could have really changed something, right? But then same at 100k, same at 100 million, same at billions, right? So knowing your numbers, having a system and a strategy to know this stuff, really important. Number three. I love meeting successful people and like learning about the regrets that they have, because we can learn from other people's regrets. Why come to regret something ourselves when we can learn from someone else? She regretted prioritizing work over her family at like certain stages. And I asked this question with like, because I asked like a specific question around this, with a specific thing that I'm navigating in my life, and she shared her regret prioritizing work over family. And family, you know, is so important, right? But sometimes you may need to invest more time into your business, sometimes you may need to do certain things. And I was just really interested in her whakaro on that, and she said that was something that she regrets doing, is prioritizing work over family. So yeah, my question was answered there. Number four, I realized that I have some room to improve at networking. So when I met with her, one of her first questions was, how can I help you? And I was just baffled. I was like I've had a few meetings since then with some people, and they started off the same way. Like, if that's the kaupapa of the kōrero, if it's like them supporting me, how can I help you? And I'm just like, wow, like to start the kōrero off with such intentionality, I love it, because what I've learned about these people is that they're so busy, they have so much on, their time is so valuable. It's so important to respect their time. And one of the things I realized was that I hadn't actually prepared myself for this question or for the kōrero in and of itself. I realized the caliber of woman like I was sitting in front of, but I didn't prepare. Like, I did go into it with like intentions of what I wanted to learn, you know, but I wasn't at that level of like, when she asked the question, I was like, oh my gosh, like everything. And so one of the most important things that I took away from this kōrero was every conversation you walk into, every hui you go into, every event you go to, move with intention. Don't just like show up and just be like, I'm here, because that's only part of it. Like, your body being there is part of it. Your mind needs to be there. Your way to it needs to be, all of it needs to be in sync. So don't just like move into it with like, well, I know you've like done, you've managed billions of dollars. So like, because this, like, you've got to go into it knowing what you want to get out of it. And like, obviously, not everything is about what you can get from it. Some kaupapa I go into, or some kōrero I go into, it's not about what I can get, it's what I can give. But when the conversation is surrounding you and like how this person can help you, then move into it with the intention of communicating what support you need. And actually, I'm going to add another number to this thing, because I had 5 things, but I'm going to add number 6. And that is not being afraid to ask for help, not being afraid to ask for things, not being afraid to ask for money. What I realized was that it was so simple for her, and she really encouraged me to ask for more things, to ask for more, like from different people, right? From people who can support you, whether that's connections, ask people to connect you with someone. If you want to be connected with someone, ask them. If you want to learn about something, ask someone. And the thing about asking is that someone can always say no. If they don't have capacity, if they don't want to help you, if they don't, you know, they can say no, but you're not going to move as fast towards your goals if you don't ask. So ask, and also be okay with someone saying no. Be okay with someone, you know, not having the capacity to support you. That is kei te pai, but ask. Number 6 is she really, really prioritized her health. And I know this is so important, especially on my hōrero journey, like 75 kgs down, but to like a different level. I think in some of the spaces I've been in, like my health is like, wow, that's really good. And then in other spaces I move into, it's like, wow, I'm really like not even scratching the surface of how good I could be treating my tinana. And you could tell about this wahine. You could tell she didn't even need to talk about her health for me to know that she like really prioritized her health. Like, she drank tea over coffee. Now, I'm not saying that coffee is unhealthy, and I'm not saying that coffee is bad for you, but like, I don't know, it was just like these little subtle things that I noticed about her. She had a planned run for after our kōrero. It was super important to her to invest in her tinana, to invest in her health, and you could see the impact of this. Like, her skin was clear. Like, she, you know, was, she wasn't a rangatahi, but like, you could, like, she could have passed as one, right? And so I think you can always make more money, you can always, you know, do that, but like, you only get one body. And yeah, that was another thing that I learned. I just thought it was so interesting to share these things. Number one, like, selling your concept to philanthropists and consumers is basically like the same kind of thing around that confidence piece, knowing your numbers, what she regretted about prioritizing mahi over family, just a realization about like moving into these spaces with more intentionality of like what it is that you want to get out of it. And I'm just trying to remember what I added as number 5, because it wasn't in my notes. Oh my goodness. Oh well, if you really want to know, you can listen to the podcast again. But number 6 was prioritizing your hōrero. Oh, number 5 was asking people for support, asking for help. Yeah, it's not, yeah, Oh my goodness. It's all about networking. It's all about getting into these rooms, because when you're in these rooms, you get to learn more, you get to expand your horizons, you get to learn things you wouldn't ordinarily learn. You get to, like, as humans, we're designed to want to fit in, because that keeps us alive, that keeps us safe. If we think back to, like, hunter-gatherer days, like, you would literally die if you didn't fit in, if you, you know, left the pack, if you weren't with other people. And so it's human nature to want to fit in. And so if you can put yourself in rooms with people you want to be like, people you aspire to be like, you're going to just want to fit in with those people. Like, the same thing though, if you put yourself in rooms with people who don't have what you want, who are doing the opposite of what you want, you're probably going to shift to, like, become like them. You are who you surround yourself by. The other thing I wanted to touch on was, and this isn't what I learned from her, but about, like, getting myself in these rooms, one of the key things that helped me to get into this room specifically was building a personal brand. These opportunities come to me, like, a lot, because people know what I do and they know what I'm about. And so people, like, will email me, like, hey, do you want to come to blah, 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 blah. And that's because I have a personal brand. So a personal brand will help you to magnetize these opportunities. Showing up. I showed up even when I wasn't getting any results, even when, you know, people told me it wasn't going to work. People, like, I just continued to show up. I showed up so many times that it was unrealistic for me to not see success. I started my journey off by being 1% better every day. I didn't, like, burden myself with the 100 million things that I thought I needed to do in order to move the needle. I just focused on small, tiny things, small, tiny steps I could take to improve my journey. But yeah, that is today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I do ask, if you did, please share this on your story, rate the podcast. This just helps support the podcast so that I can continue to invest in it, making it bigger and better for you all. I want to just, like, interview some really, really cool people on this podcast. But in order to do that, I need to increase how many people are listening to this. And I need to just grow the podcast. So I would absolutely love it if you could support me in making that happen. None of this is possible without your total core. So I would just really appreciate it if you could send this. If this podcast landed for you, like, send it to a friend, share it on your story. As always, none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. It is all general in nature. But the copy of the full disclaimer is available in the description down below. That is us for today's podcast episode. I really enjoyed sharing these all these insights with you all. I will chat to you all again next week. Ka kite.